Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. I am so excited. Another beautiful Sunday morning. It is Father's Day. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just want to encourage all the fathers today and to tell you it's already done.
Now we must call those down.
It's already done.
Amen, amen. Whatever you're asking God for, just know by the Spirit of God that it is already done. The Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen, amen. How about you believing that it's already done? It's already done in the heavenlies. Amen. It's already done. Glory to God. Well, I just want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And I am excited and delighted to just share with you for a few minutes on fathers. And my subject today will be fatherhood is for real men. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm talking about fatherhood being for real men only. You know, we're thinking this morning about fatherhood. And it took me to Ephesians, hallelujah, Ephesians chapter 6. And I want to show you how fatherhood is really for real men. You know, it helps when you follow direction. You know, a father of sons and of daughters, there's a responsibility that comes. And a lot of times, the responsibility is left on mothers. But a real father will not do that. A real father will step up to the plate, whether he's with a mother or not. Amen, amen, amen. Because guess what? That is your baby, that's your child, that's your son, that's your daughter, whether you're with the mother or not. And there is a spiritual responsibility that you have to be a father at all times. Do it, amen. When they walk up to you and call you daddy, there's something about an anointing of being a father. You know, and sometimes it gets confusing when a father can't go, a son or a daughter cannot go to the parents and get sound advice. Some mothers are fathers. Some mothers should be called daddy, mama, mama, daddy. Amen. But God wants you to know today that he is the father of fathers. Amen. A father's love is essential in a child's life, as it is in a Christian life. Amen. Fatherhood. We're talking about fatherhood being for real fathers. Let me just lift up a word of prayer. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for moving by your Spirit. Father, we just anoint the fathers today, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would encourage every single father. Father, if they haven't been what you call them to be, God, I ask you to bless them that they would become the father that you anointed them to be. You're the creator of heaven and earth, and through your son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed yourself, hallelujah, as a heavenly father to all your children. So, God, I ask you to bless as we pray that all earthly fathers are strengthened today, strengthen and nourish them, protect them, guide them, Lord God. Father, I ask you that they would love on their kids, love on their child, whether they are young or old. God, that they would be the father that you called them to be and encourage them, build them up, Lord God. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would be in their ear, that you would lead them, you would guide them, you would direct them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we send a blessing to our fathers, and I just thank fathers for knowing that you are just important as a mother in that child's life. It is possibly the best way to introduce the subject of fathers is to just make an appeal to everyone that if you don't in your life, courage to make peace with your father today. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. let's the reason God included the commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And I told you I won't be with you long because guess what? I am celebrating Father's Day with my husband, which is a great, awesome man of God who walked into my son's life and took the role as their biological father, spiritual father. And he said, whatever they need, I want to provide. Doesn't that sound like our daddy? Well, I want to give honor to him today and just tell him thank you. Words can't explain how God have used him in the lives of my sons. Being there, I just want to tell him thank you. Amen, amen, amen. It's time. Let me just take a short music break, and I'll be back with the word.
Yo, what's up? I'm going to kick it with the line, y'all know. Yo, Slim, can I take it? Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love. Sent by one from heaven up above. Take a peek, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What?
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth.
Yeah.
We need to stand up and fight, walk into the light.
We're the people, we can do it if we try.
I know we can do it. Somebody ask me why do we have to go through it? It's up to test of my faith.
Amen. You can do it.
If
you just try, it's time. Time to make that change. If you got any issues with your father, your daddy, we encourage you today to go and make peace. Amen. Go and make peace so that you can fulfill honoring your father and mother so your days will be long upon the earth. Amen. It's a commandment with promise. Hallelujah. Give honor to your parents, and you will be a person who life will be a quality existence. And although the person who lives respectfully to their parent has a better chance for a long life, the primary thing, you want to live a quality life. So just keep the word of God in your heart. It's so fitting for today to honor your parents so your days may be long upon the earth. Now, the reason God included this commandment is that it runs against our human nature. Tendency is to fight authority. You know, whether it be authority of God or authority of a parent or authority of a person, we just want to be free. We want to do our own thing, and sometimes we give room to the devil when we don't honor our parents. Amen. I hear some people say that man, your father, that's still your father. let me just kind of say this. I heard this saying one time. If the little girl was 4 years old, and she said, "Oh, my daddy can do anything," I felt that way. And then at seven, she said, "My daddy know a lot. Wow, he's so smart. He know a whole lot." And then at eight, she said, "My father doesn't quit. He just know everything." And then at 12, things change when you get 12. She's like, "Oh, well, naturally, father doesn't know everything. They think they do." Mm-hmm. You start becoming a teenager. And then at age 14, little girl said, "Fathers," with a question mark. "Hopefully, he's so old-fashioned." See how it changed? And then at 21, she said, "Oh, that man is so outdated. What did he expect?" And then later at 25, "Oh, he know a little bit about it, but not much." And then at age 30, things start changing when you get 30. Now you want to know what daddy think about it. Amen. You want to know what he thinks. You want his opinion. And then at age 35, hallelujah, getting a little wisdom. You get a little patience with him. Get dad meaning. Let dad make the decision. And then when you get 50, if God forbid, and you live to get 50, what would dad have thought about this? See, now dad's gone. Now you want to know what he thought. Then at age 60, I haven't got there yet, but I'm on my way. My dad knew literally everything. And I can tell you at this age, he was my Superman. Everything that he said, it came to pass. Dad was a Superman. And then I could imagine at age 65, you begin to think, "I wish I could talk to my daddy. I wish I could talk it over with him, at least just one more time." So we're sociably searching for a model to emulate a dad. Everybody wasn't blessed with that. Everybody didn't have that in their life. So I want to encourage you today, and I said I wouldn't be with you long because of the Father's Day, but I wanted to give you Luke 15, 11 through 32, because sometimes fathers don't feel they get their share. They think mothers get most of the what fathers should get. But listen, most of the times mothers stay there. They don't leave. They stand. When father walk out, mom's still there. Children have situations against their dad. But I want to encourage you to let it go. It's time to make a change. Let me read this and then I'm going to end the line. Luke 15, verse 11. And this is Jesus talking. "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, and he literally squandered it. He squandered his wealth, and he had a wild life. And after he spent everything, there was a severe famine in the land and in the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his field and to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach. Pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. He was sent out and go back to his father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son. He threw his arms around him and he kissed him. And the son said to his father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servant, quick, bring the best robe and put on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattest calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For his son, this son is my son. And he's alive. He was lost, and he's now found. So they began to celebrate. But meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when he came near the house, he heard music and dancing, called to the servant, and said to him, what's going on? He said, your brother has come. And he replied, and your father has killed the fattest calf because he has him back safe and sound. There's nothing like the love of our Heavenly Father. And a biological father that loves you like God does. You to know that God never changed his mind about you, his mind, and that it's already done in heaven. Show the love of God, walk in God's best, and know that there's absolutely nothing too hard for God. You are his son, and he's well pleased with you. Amen and amen. Just want to encourage you today and tell you that God loves you, and he has not changed his mind. Amen. Well, I wish I could be with you longer, but I'm going to end at this point, and I'm going to play just one more song. Let your heart say yes to the Father. I say God bless you. Have a terrific rest of your day. Amen. Oh,
What the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. Goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood. Wasn't based on what I've done, but the goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
Power in the blood.
Can you take the power in the blood?
You can't.
Hallelujah. You never lost a battle and you never will.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my and my-